It's been more than 3 years since state governments signed a $206 billion legal agreement with the tobacco industry. The deal settled lawsuits states had filed against cigarette makers, but the settlement now is inspiring new litigation. States claim the industry is ignoring parts of the arrangement, while one tobacco company is complaining that anti-smoking ads funded by the deal are too strong. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The 1998 tobacco settlement spans 300 pages, full of mandates on the nation's cigarette companies. It places new restrictions on tobacco ads, forces the industry to fund an anti-smoking campaign, and requires companies to pay states billions of dollars to offset the cost of smoking-related illness. But the massive document did not end the legal squabbles between the industry and state governments. In more than a half dozen lawsuits pending around the country, both sides are complaining about how the agreement is being carried out. Wake Forest University law professor David Logan says suits have arisen over many of the settlement's major provisions.
The array of litigation that's going to be generated by this is more evidence of how tobacco is sort of the full lawyer employment product. And so the master settlement settled some issues but created some new ones.
Much of the new legal controversy concerns advertising. The settlement prohibits companies from marketing tobacco to underage smokers, but the parties don't agree on specifically what kinds of ads are banned. The tobacco industry continues to promote its products in magazines, at racetracks, and in other venues, practices that Connecticut Attorney General Dick Blumenthal says violate the agreement.
Big tobacco is exploiting every loophole, any ambiguity in this master settlement agreement to its own advantage. It continues to target children tirelessly, tenaciously, and unconscionably.
Connecticut is part of a lawsuit that tries to stop R.J. Reynolds from advertising in magazines with teenage readers. Other states have sued the tobacco giant over its racetrack billboards and its ads on matchbook covers, which the lawsuits say can be seen by young people. The company argues that none of those things violates the settlement, and none is intended to attract underage smokers. R.J. Reynolds' attorney Guy Blinn is fighting the allegations in five states.
Litigation is not fun, it is not constructive, but there are certain fundamental things that we believe we negotiated and that we believe are very important to us that we simply find a need for judges to decide.
In another set of lawsuits stemming from the settlement, the Lorillard Tobacco Company takes issue with the anti-smoking campaign the agreement funds. The campaign includes a radio commercial that implies Lorillard puts dog urine in its cigarettes. The company calls the ads untrue and has sued to stop them. Critics of the settlement say the lawsuits that have arisen from it prove there were flaws in the original agreement. Michael Siegel is a Boston University professor of public health.
I think the problem is that the master settlement was really a very poorly written document and should never have been signed by the attorney generals in the first place. Essentially, politicians jumped at the opportunity to take the money, and it was really a bad agreement.
Siegel says the language of the settlement contains too many loopholes, which he says have allowed the industry to continue marketing its products without regard to public health. People who negotiated the original agreement dispute that. Blumenthal, the Connecticut Attorney General, says despite the ongoing squabbles, the deals had positive results.
There are few, if any, settlements that couldn't be rewritten in hindsight to be better from one side or the other side's standpoint, and this one is no different. But the agreement has real teeth and meaning, and we will not permit Big Tobacco to exploit the loopholes that they may feel exist.
The tobacco industry says it continues to support the main provisions of the settlement, even as it argues over some of the details. Guy Blinn, the R.J. Reynolds lawyer, notes the original agreement ended more than 40 major lawsuits and resulted in a historically large monetary settlement. The ongoing disputes, he says, don't negate the deal's benefits. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.